Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and today Maseches Chulin Daf Tzadiches, the seventh parak Gidanasha. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. On the previous Daf, Rav Nachman ruled that an egg is nullified in 60 and the egg is not included in the count. Rav Yidi Bar Avin asked the Bai if this indicates that an egg gives flavor when cooked with other foods because there's an expression, kimai debei ba'alma, as tasteless as mere egg water, indicating that eggs do not give any flavor. Abai answered the Rav Nachman's ruling refers to beitza zefroach, an egg containing a chick whose meat does impart flavor. Even if the egg came from a kosher bird, it's forbidden because the chick is a nevela. However, an egg of a non-kosher bird, which does not contain a chick, does not prohibit food it's cooked with since it doesn't impart any flavor. The Gemara objects from a brisa which prohibits kosher eggs which were cooked with beitzim tomatoes, non-kosher eggs, and absorbed flavor from them, and answers that the brisa is also discussing eggs with chicks and calls them tamea because the chick prohibits them. Point number two, Rav Chiya Bar Abba said in Bar Kappar's name, Kol Yisurin Shebetor B'Shishim, all prohibitions in the Torah are nullified in 60. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak objected that Rabbi Asi quoted Bar Kappar saying that they're nullified in 100. Rush explains this applies even if the forbidden substance doesn't give taste to the permitted food. And both of them derive their opinions from the cooked foreleg of a Nazir's carbon of a ram. The Pasuk says, and the Kohen shall take the cooked foreleg, and Tanaim discuss whether this indicates that the Zro was cooked together with the rest of the ram. Assuming they were cooked together, the Torah is teaching that although the Zro is forbidden to a non-Kohen, the rest of the ram is sufficient to nullify the Zro's flavor. Rav Chiya Bar Abba holds, Basavat Samos, Bahadi Basavat Samos Mishamrinan. We measure the Zroa's meat and bones against the ram's meat and bones, which is a ratio of 1 to 60. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak measures only the meat of each, since bones do not emit flavor, producing a ratio of 1 to 100. And point number 3, the Gemara questions deriving the ratio for bittul from the Zroa B'Shela of another's ram. Abraisa states, Zehu heter haba mechol iser. This permit for non-Kohen to eat the ram, which was cooked with its forbidden zroa, is a permit which is an exception from the general rule of prohibition. Presumably, this excludes all other prohibited foods in a mixture that they are not nullified by the ratio of zroa b'shela. Abai answers that the Braisa follows Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, min b'mino lobato, a kind mixed with its own kind is not nullified. Accordingly, the Braisa is saying that a Nazir's ram is unique in allowing bittul despite the Zro and ram being the same meat. Rava answers that the uniqueness of a Nazir's ram relates to the principle of Tam Ki Iker, that prohibited flavor is like its substance, which Rava holds is only prohibited mid the rice for kachim, but chulin is biblically nullified in a mere majority. Nonetheless, flavor of the Zro B'Shela is permitted in a Nazir's ram. The Gemara proceeds to explain why we consider these permits unique, yet derived from Zro B'Shela, the ratio for standard bittul. A third answer is given on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rav Nachman ruled that an egg is nullified in 60, and the egg is not included in the count. Rav Yidi Bar Avin asked the Bai if this indicates that an egg gives flavor when cooked with other foods because there's an expression, kimai debei ba'alma, as tasteless as mere egg water, indicating that eggs do not give any flavor. Abai answered the Rav Nachman's ruling refers to beitza zefroach, an egg containing a chick whose meat does impart flavor. Even if the egg came from a kosher bird, it's forbidden because the chick is a nevela. However, an egg of a non-kosher bird, which does not contain a chick, does not prohibit food it's cooked with, since it doesn't impart any flavor. The Gemara objects from a brisa which prohibits kosher eggs which were cooked with beitzim tomatoes, non-kosher eggs, and absorbed flavor from them, and answers that the brisa is also discussing eggs with chicks and calls them tamea because the chick prohibits them. Point number two, Rav Chiya Bar Abba said in Bar Kappar's name, Kol Yisurin Shebetor B'Shishim, all prohibitions in the Torah are nullified in 60. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak objected that Rabbi Asi quoted Bar Kappar saying that they're nullified in 100. Rush explains this applies even if the forbidden substance doesn't give taste to the permitted food. And both of them derive their opinions from the cooked foreleg of a Nazir's carbon of a ram. The Pasuk says, and the Kohen shall take the cooked foreleg, and Tanaim discuss whether this indicates that the Zro was cooked together with the rest of the ram. Assuming they were cooked together, the Torah is teaching that although the Zro is forbidden to a non-Kohen, the rest of the ram is sufficient to nullify the Zro's flavor. Rav Chiya Bar Abba holds, Basavat Samos, Bahadi Basavat Samos Mishamrinan. We measure the Zeruah's meat and bones against the ram's meat and bones, which is a ratio of 1 to 60. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak measures only the meat of each, since bones do not emit flavor, producing a ratio of 1 to 100. And point number 3, the Gemara questions deriving the ratio for bittul from the Zeruah B'Shela of another's ram. Abraisa states, Zeu heter haba mechol iser. This permit for a non-Kohen to eat the ram, which was cooked with its forbidden Zeruah, is a permit which is an exception from the general rule of prohibition. Presumably, this excludes all other prohibited foods in a mixture that they are not nullified by the ratio of Zeruah B'Shela. Abai answers that the Braisa follows Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, min b'mino lebatul, a kind mixed with its own kind, is not nullified. Accordingly, the Braisa is saying that a Nazir's ram is unique in allowing bittul despite the Zeruah and ram being the same meat. Rabbi answers that the uniqueness of a Nazir's ram relates to the principle of tam ki ikur, that prohibited flavor is like its substance, which Rabbi holds is only prohibited in the rice for kachim, but chulin is biblically nullified in a mere majority. Nonetheless, flavor of the Zeruah B'Shela is permitted in a Nazir's ram. The Gemara proceeds to explain why we consider these permits unique, yet derive from Zeruah B'Shela the ratio for standard bittul. A third answer is given on the next daf. All right, so now we get our siman daf at Tzadik Ches, and our standard siman relates to schok, laughter, and we use a clown for the siman, a clown. So here goes. The clown whose plan to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chicken side giving taste to the others, making them aser. Devised an alternate plan to cheer up two serious men, studying a pot of another's carbon of a ram cooking with the Zeruah set aside for the Kohen. By announcing surprise, it's a chiddush because really, min b'mino is not batal. Once again, it's slow motion. The clown, that must be on daf, tzadiches, schok, clown. The clown whose plan to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chicken side giving taste to the others, making them usser, which reminds us that only a forbidden egg containing a chick gives flavor. So the clown whose plan to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chick inside giving taste to the others, making them usser, devised an alternate plan to cheer up two serious men studying a pot of another's carbon of a ram, cooking with his roe set aside for the Kohen, which reminds us, the more brings the malchok is whether bittul requires shishim or mea, derived from the Zeruah B'Shela of another's carbon of a ram. So the clown whose plan to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chick inside giving taste to the others, making them usser, devised an alternate plan to cheer up two serious men studying a pot of another's carbon of a ram, cooking with the Zeruah set aside for the Kohen. By announcing surprise, it's a chiddush, because really, min b'mino is not batal, which reminds us the Zeruah B'Shela is a unique heter and an exception to the general isser. So once again, the clown whose plan to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chicken side giving taste to the others, making them usser, devised an alternate plan to cheer up two serious men studying a pot of another's carbon of a ram cooking with the Zeruah set aside for the Kohen. By announcing surprise, it's a chiddush because really, min b'mino is not batal. All right, so now it's time for four Babach Hazara. Dav Tzadi Dawud. So the seventh Dav Tzadi Dawud is Tzad, a hunter. So here goes. The hunter, that must be one Dav Tzadi Dawud, Tzad. The hunter was sending a whole thigh with a gid anashe to an idolater, fairy operator, which reminds us, the mission on the previous daf states, one may send a thigh to an idolater with the gid anashe inside it, because its place is recognizable, and a Jew purchasing this meat will realize the gid was not removed. The mission implies that only a whole thigh may be sent to an idolater, but not a chasuka, not a cut-up thigh, where one might think the gid anashe was removed. This is explained in two ways. So the hunter was sending a whole thigh with the gid anashe to an idolater, fairy operator. After feeling guilty for Geneva's das, when his attendant compensated him for taking them across the river by giving him a tray for chicken with the impression that it was kosher, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Asu lignov das abrios. It's forbidden to steal people's minds, meaning mislead them. Bafio daito sho ober kochavi, even an idolater's mind. Shmuel once told his attendant to compensate the Gentile fairy operator and was upset when his attendant either gave him a tray for chicken with the impression that it was kosher or gave him diluted wine with the impression it was pure. So the hunter who was sending a whole thigh with the gid hanashe to an idolater, fairy operator, after feeling guilty for Geneva's das, when his attendant compensated him for taking them across the river by giving him a tray of chicken with the impression that it was kosher, saw that another hunter had no problem selling the idolater a tray for meat that the idolater assumed was kosher, because the idolater was only misleading himself, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef relates the text used for announcing when a treifa entered the meat market, not for bisul b'nei chela, meat for the general population, meaning idolaters, has fallen into our hands. We can't explicitly say that treifa meat has fallen into our hands because the idolaters will not buy meat which we will not eat. The Gemara asks that the sellers are misleading them to think they're buying kosher meat. It answers it's they who are misleading themselves since they could ask if the meat is kosher. Dav Tzadihei, so the Simmer Dav Tzadihei, Zatzal, tank commander. So here goes. When the tank commander, that must move on Dav Tzadihei, Tzahal. When the tank commander was told by his captive adversary that the meat he bought in the idolaters market was a treifa, which reminds us a butcher once told someone that had he been on good terms with him, he would have received meat from the fattened ox he had shechted. His adversary retorted that he had actually eaten meat from its choicest parts after purchasing meat from a certain idolater. The butcher informed him that he had shechted two animals that day, and the one sold to the idolater was a treifa. Rebbe declared, because of this shota who acted improperly in selling treifa meat to an idolater to sell in the market, should we prohibit that day's entire meat market? So when the tank commander was told by his captive adversary that the meat he bought in the idolater's market was a treifa, his second-in-command commented that he would never have made that error because he only ate meat that is tied and sealed, which reminds us, Rav says, Basur kevin shini sal mina ayin usur. Once a piece of meat became hidden from sight, it's prohibited because it may become exchanged with non-kosher meat. So when the tank commander was told by his captive adversary that the meat he bought in the idolater's market was a treifa, his second-in-command commented that he would never have made that error because he only ate meat that is tied and sealed, which he would be serving tonight at the celebration of their assured victory as he saw an omen that they will win, which reminds the Gemara discusses omens which do not constitute divination. Dav Tzadivav. So the Siman Dav Tzadivav is a royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees. So here goes. The royal herald, that must be on Dav Tzadivav, Tzav, king's decrees. A royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees. The royal herald who stopped the guard from checking a man's identification badge and had him recognize him by sight alone, which reminds us we learned that tefillah sign is better than a siman. The Gemara proves the reliability of tefillah sign. Otherwise, how is a blind man permitted to have relations with his wife, and how is anyone permitted to his wife at night, whom he can't see? Rather, they must rely on tefillah's ein dekala, recognition of her voice. Another proof, edus from two witnesses that a person with certain simanim killed someone is insufficient to execute him. But if they recognize a murderer with tefillah's ein, we do execute him. So the royal herald who stopped the guard from checking a man's identification badge and had him recognize him by sight alone held up a tiny whole gid anashim and proclaimed whoever eats this entire gid is guilty, even though it's tiny. Which reminds us, machlokes, whether eating an entire gid anashim is smaller than a kazayas, one is chayev. The rabban hold, beriyahi, it's an entire creation and incurs punishment with less than a standard shear. Rav Yehuda holds that because achil aksivabe, the term eating is written regarding the gedanashim prohibition, it requires a kazayas, the shear for halakhic eating, to be chayev. So the royal herald, who stopped the guard from checking a man's identification badge, who had him recognize him by sight alone, held up a tiny whole gedanashim and proclaimed, whoever eats this entire sinu is guilty, even though it's tiny, while demonstrating that if one roasts the thigh with the gedanashim instead of cooking it, the surrounding meat stays permitted, which reminds us the gid anasha cooked in the yarch prohibits benos and tam, but roasting doesn't spread flavor. Dav Tzadi Zayin. So the Siman Dav Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The chess master, that must be on Dav Tzadi Zayin, chess. The chess master, using milk chocolate pieces, urged his non-Jewish opponent to taste one and wait to see if he would comment on the meat taste, which reminds us, a non-kosher fish was once found in a pot of meat, and Rabbi Yochanan ruled, letame kafel arma'a, let an Aramean non-Jewish chef taste the food, and if he reports that no flavor of non-kosher fish is detectable, the food is permitted. Rashi says he must tell us, masiyah chafitumo, in casual conversation, not as testimony. So the chess master, using milk chocolate pieces, urged his non-Jewish opponent to taste one and wait to see if he would comment on the meat taste, while he himself munched on meat that was cured in salt together with the gidanasha, which reminds us the Gemara discusses moliach koroseach and whether salting is like cooking or roasting. So the chess master, using milk chocolate pieces, urged his non-Jewish opponent to taste one and wait to see if he would comment on the meat taste, while he himself munched on meat that was cured and salt together with the gidanasha, and used his analytical chess mind to calculate bitul bashishim using the soup sediment slices and even the pot, which reminds us the Gemara taught that prohibited substances which were cooked into food can become nullified in 60 times their volume. Rabbi Chanina says that when measuring such a mixture, Misharim Barotu, Bekifa, Ubechasikos, Bekadera, they measure with the permitted soup, the sediments, the slices, and the pot, since the flavor spreads evenly, these are all calculated towards 60 times the forbidden substance. There are two opinions about how much of the pot is calculated. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff brings a machlokes about the chalav of the Gittin Nasha, but all agree it's permitted midoraisa? That's on Daf. Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that only a forbidden egg containing a chick gives flavor? That's on Daf. Tzadi Ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we discuss? Molich Karosech, and whether it's like cooking or roasting? That's on Daf. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss whether one gets malkas for eating an entire Gittin Nasha smaller than a kazayis? That's on Daf. Tzadi Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss whether it's the inedible Gittin Nasha itself, which is prohibited, or the kanokanos, the offshoots? That's on Daf. Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 6. Derived from the Zoro B'Shel of a Nazir's carbon of a ram. That's on Daf. Tzadi Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss calculating all elements of a mixture towards shishim, including the pot? That's on Daf. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss Geneva's Das? That's on Daf. Tzadi Dalad. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn the review to hold that only the right Gittin Nasha is prohibited? That's on Daf. Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn that Zoro B'Shel is unique heter and an exception to the general Isser? That's on Daf. Tzadi Ches. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.